Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now it's time for the VFN Torch Top 3. It is that time. I want to share with you today the number one segment for today we want to share is you can't Google God. Okay? You just can't do it. This is a moment of wisdom we shared out of Proverbs 25:2 that is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but to search out a matter is the glory of kings. And you know, there's so many, you know, it's part of our culture now that everyone quickly runs to Google when you have a question. They want to search something out.
The tree of knowledge and good things and not good things.
Not good things. Mm-hmm. Not good things. And we're not going to figure God out on Google. We're not going to figure God out in just a book. We're gonna learn to experience God when we spend time with God, when we abide in His Word, when we take the time out to search Him with our whole heart. You don't want to cut and paste revelation from God. You want an opportunity to spend time with Him. And so that He can begin to download and share with you. And Jeremiah 29:13 is a wonderful promise to those that belong to the Lord. I'm telling you, if you're a child of God today, Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart."
All of it.
All of it. You know, it reminds me of when we talked about forgiveness. He says, when you forgive from your heart. You know what I'm saying? There's no half searching. There is no half going after God. You know, God's not going to kind of just put everything out there on a whim for you. These are treasured, wonderful revelations and treasures that God has for us. But we need to begin to delve into the things of God. You know, spend time with the Lord, and as we spend time with Him, He begins to reveal these wonderful treasures and revelations that He has for us. Let me tell you, it's a promise for us. I just want to encourage and remind you: you can't Google God, but you can sure spend time with Him, love Him, and receive of His love. So it's a wonderful, wonderful promise for you. The second highlight I want to share with you is, what sentence are you serving?
Wow.
That was a goodie. Yes. that was a goodie. Because we're talking about mindsets, strongholds,
subject verb agreement.
Yes. You know, things that have crept into our nation, crept into our mind. And think about it, they've affected the thought life in so many areas. You know, and oftentimes people are serving a sentence. Yeah, they may not be serving a sentence in jail or in prison, but they're serving a sentence in their mind. A literal sentence that has them bound, has them locked up because they just believe the lie. I mean, some of these sentences are so harmful that they're calling, you know, good bad. And they're calling bad good. And, you know, we've talked about how it only takes 10% of people to change the direction of a nation.
Yeah, population, 10% of population, that's exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah, 10% of population. So if 10% have a warped mindset, a mindset or a sense that they're serving that totally contradicts God's word, that means they can actually turn a nation into false things.
Right.
But the same is true. The same is true if just 10% of the population is grounded in serving the right sentence, which is the word, truth from the Word of God. We can change an entire nation. We can, but there is a battlefield, a warfare, if you will, that occurs in mind. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6 says that the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. I mean, we do fight and we do have weapons, but they're not of this world. On the contrary, they have the divine power to demolish strongholds, and we demolish arguments and every pretension, every ideology, every sentence that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. If it comes against the knowledge of God, we want to take it down, and we take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. You know, and an analogy the Lord gave me one time is like sometimes we're serving some stinking thinking. And sometimes you may get attacked with a thought that's traveling through your mind. Think of it as a conveyor belt. And you have a choice whether you're going to pick up that thought, you're going to look at it, you're going to believe on it, you're going to meditate on it, or you're going to take that thought and just snatch it down. You're going to take it captive and pull it off of that conveyor belt, because you don't want to serve the wrong sentence. And as believers, we can be renewed in our mind. We can be renewed in our mind by demolishing all these ideologies, all of these arguments that try to come against the knowledge and the truth of God's word. And so I want to encourage you today, you don't have to serve a sentence right. the rest of your life.
I mean, think of some of the examples of the sentences, like, you know, nothing ever works out for me.
Yeah.
I'll never find anybody to marry. My business will never work. God will never use me. I'll never be healed. I'm stupid. I'm not smart enough. These are sentences that people are serving. What are you doing? Ah, I'm serving 5 to 10 years on I'm stupid.
Right.
I like what that little kid said, you know.
How's
said,
they doing?
If you got a dream and it's stupid, get another one. That was beautiful.
Yeah. You can cry about it or you can dance about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on now.
Yeah.
It's time to change the sentence.
Yes.
You know, I like to say it's time to change the channel. If you're stuck on the same channel, watching the same horrible stuff that's going on in your mind with this sentence, pick up that remote and change the channel.
Right.
So whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are excellent, think on these things. So you don't have to serve that sentence anymore. Right. You can be free in God, and you can fight the good fight of faith.
Totally awesome.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.